Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. As always on The Bright Side, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We're going to talk to Ryan Alexander at the bottom of the hour. He's the author of multiple books. We've had him on the program before. Ryan is a friend of mine, and his latest book is called Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. He's also the author of The NutriSmart Rebuttal, I Did It for the Money, Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods, and my personal favorite, Fake Diseases. We've had Ryan on to talk about his books before, and he'll be on at the bottom of the hour talking about his latest, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Youngevity business. If you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want to help change the world at the level of good health and nutrition, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee, you can be a Youngevity distributor and a member of the Brightside Ben team. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, Ryan Alexander at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. I want to continue talking about my personal favorite organ and many of yours as well from what I gather from talking to folks, and that is the skin, the body's largest organ, the very unorgan-like looking organ. I'm looking at my skin now, and it certainly doesn't look like an organ, but it is. It is an incredibly smart system, incredibly responsive to the environment. And even though it doesn't look like much is happening, there is a lot happening, and the fact that there doesn't appear to be a lot happening, but there really is a lot happening, accounts for our misunderstanding of not only the skin itself, but of how to treat the skin. We don't know what the heck's going on. We look at a boil, we look at a cyst, we look at a pimple, we look at a dark spot, we look at our dry skin, we look at our wrinkles, and we don't understand what the heck is happening collectively. I'm not referring necessarily to present company. You guys are smarter than the average bear listening to this program. But for the most part, culturally and collectively, we don't understand what's going on. And that's why we go to dermatologists. And dermatologists can't help us. Why? Because a dermatologist is treating the end result. A dermatologist is treating the boil, but the boil is the end. Or the cyst, or the eczema, or the rash, or whatever it is that's showing up on the skin. That's the end. The cause is underneath. And to understand the cause, you got to understand how the whole thing is put together and how the skin is, how the skin operates. You have to understand the processes of the skin. Yesterday and the day before, we talked about how the skin makes its own sunscreens. How many of you guys knew that the skin makes its own sunscreen? The skin makes its own sunscreen. That's in addition to the sunscreens that we eat. Now, I'm not talking about pigment either. Everybody knows that pigment acts like a sunscreen, melanin. But it actually makes molecules that are designed through evolution, divine force, whatever you want to call it, intelligence, divine intelligence, to protect the skin. So there's this really, really fascinating process that goes on in the skin. And we don't see it, but it is unbelievably important to understand if we're going to understand how to treat our skin effectively. How to not just treat our skin effectively if we're sick or our skin's sick, but how to treat our skin effectively just to be kind to our skin. Just to keep it healthy and beautiful. Nobody should have dry skin ever. Nobody should have sensitive skin ever. Nobody should have dermatitis and rashes and eczema and all the other things that happen to our skin ever. But because we don't understand the processes, we don't know how to treat it kindly and gently to prevent these things. So, skin cells move from the bottom to the top. Skin is made up of layers. That's the most important thing to understand. It's stratified. It's layered, like baklava. And there's movement that occurs from the bottom to the top. So, there's basically three layers, but I'm just going to call them two. Because the third layer is basically part of the second layer. So we'll call them two layers. You got the epidermis and the dermis. At the bottom of the epidermis, you have a nursery or an incubator. You have cells that are being born from stem cells. Stem cells are cells that are pluripotent. They can become anything. Pluripotency refers to the fact that a stem cell can become a bone cell, it can become a muscle cell, it can become a heart cell, it can become a spleen cell, it can become an intestinal cell, or it can become a skin cell. So you have, at the bottom of the epidermis, you have all of these stem cells. These stem cells, they live in the skin, so these stem cells are going to be turned into skin cells. They're not going to turn into bone cells, or they're not going to turn into heart cells, because they're in the skin. But if you took one out, and put in a petri dish and put the right environment in there, it could become a heart cell. And this is one of the ways that people, that medical professionals or drug companies make stem cells, make various cells by taking a stem cell out of the skin and put it in a petri dish and put some stuff in the petri dish, and that stem cell will become whatever they want it to become. But in the skin, in the bottom of the epidermis, that stem cell becomes a skin cell, i.e., also known as a keratinocyte. Cyte means cell. Keratin means this is a cell that's going to make that hard protein like your fingernails. That's keratin. So this keratinocyte lives or is born from the bottom of the stem cell at the bottom of the epidermis. And then amazing things happen. This keratinocyte, round and plump, juicy, newly born, starts to move upwards. This process of moving upwards is unbelievably fascinating. I think, this is just my opinion, it's the most fascinating process in all of biochemistry, in all of cell chemistry. This keratinocyte, freshly minted from a stem cell, starts to move upwards. This movement upwards is referred to as transit. It starts to transit upwards. And because as it's transiting upwards, it's taking on a different shape, we call this process differentiation. When cells take on different shapes as part of their life cycle, we say they are differentiating. Differentiating means they're taking on a different shape, obviously. Differentiation issues are behind a lot of health challenges, including cancer, by the way. But I'm not going to talk about that for now. I just want you to know that differentiation is a process that occurs as part of a normal cell's life cycle. In the skin, differentiation occurs as a keratinocyte, as a skin cell, is rising upwards in this transit. Now, here's where it becomes super, super cool. As the cell is taking on different shapes, it's starting to create compounds that it will now dump overboard or that it will carry with it upwards. And that means understanding or helping or supporting differentiation means you're going to have healthier skin. Because these compounds that are being produced and dumped overboard as the cell is differentiating are critical for cell health. If differentiation doesn't occur as it should, you're not going to have healthy skin. And it's going to look like eczema. It's going to look like acne. It's going to look like rashes. and it's going to look like skin that is more sensitive to the sun. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a sec. Ryan Alexander will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Everything the government does is bad for us. Ryan is the author of multiple books. We've had him on the program before. I'm looking forward to speaking to him about his latest. And we'll get your calls here in just a sec. So much to talk about with the skin. And I do want to talk about this idea of differentiation. A lot of skin diseases are caused by differentiation problems, especially acne pimples. Not all acne is the same, by the way. There's acne that's associated with allergic reactions, and traditional acne is typically a differentiation issue. When skin cells don't differentiate correctly, they can clog things up, and they can become dysfunctional. Acne is caused by skin cells that are growing too fast. They're growing out of control. When they grow out of control, they create plugs. We'll spend some time talking about acne, but I just want to say now that you can stabilize differentiation with nutrients. You can keep differentiation happening in this organized and controlled fashion by using nutrition, most especially vitamin A. Vitamin A is the most powerful differentiation stabilizing vitamin. This is why vitamin A is so important for treating skin diseases. And this is why vitamin A is so important for maintaining skin health. And it's no accident, by the way, that vitamin A is actually used for chemotherapy. Vitamin A, in the retinoic acid form, which is the active form of vitamin A, is actually used as chemotherapy for treating certain forms of cancer, because cancer itself is a differentiation issue. I'll have more to say about that. I'll tell you about the sunscreen elements that are produced by skin cells in the differentiation process tomorrow, and as we continue talking about the skin on the bright side. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Ryan Alexander will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let's say good morning to Alex in Alabama. Good morning, Alex.
Hey.
How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
So I'm actually Coach Cosmo's wife, so you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm
5
feet tall and about 180 pounds. I've been overweight since I was 12, and I've gained and lost weight through the years. I've been as low as 150 pounds and as high as 218, but I've got this stubborn belly fat. It's like a spare tire around.
Got it.
And
have you ever heard of estrogen? Have you ever heard of something called estrogen?
Yes, of course.
You have an estrogen problem, and you probably at this point it's also affecting your blood sugar. That's what the
Most likely, I have diabetes in my family.
Yeah, well, you're definitely got a blood sugar problem, and you definitely have an estrogen problem. And the reason I say that is because you said that you had this weight problem since you were a little kid. So you probably had a blood sugar problem back then as well. Your menstrual cycles have got to be off a little bit, or heavy, or uncomfortable, or something. And you know,
definitely
you got
uncomfortable.
It's a syndrome. It's an entire syndrome. So you want to start working with estrogen. A couple things you want to do. First of all, you should be using essential fatty acids daily. Lots of them. That's the most important, as far as supplements go, that's the most important supplement for, I don't want to say it's the only, but it's the most important supplement for estrogen issues. So essential fatty acids, magnesium is also very important for estrogen issues, so you should be supplementing with magnesium as well as selenium, the ultimate selenium from Youngevity. If you're not having regular bowel movements, make sure you're doing everything to have regular bowel movements, because that's how estrogen is eliminated from the body. So if you're constipated, and it's very common to be constipated when you have this kind of syndrome going on, you want to start working on that, and that means more fiber. Also, the nightly essence probiotics are very important. Probiotics themselves not only are important for helping you eliminate estrogen, but they will detoxify estrogen themselves. And so that's an important strategy. You also want to make sure that you're using bile salts. The ultimate enzymes from Youngevity would be very helpful there. And then it might be helpful for you to consider progesterone topically. Not the pills, but a progesterone cream or serum. Some kind of topical progesterone to balance out that estrogen. It's not quite nutritional, so it's a little tricky, but progesterone tends to be very mild. And it's not really as powerful a hormone as estrogen, but it balances out estrogen very effectively. So that's something else you want to think about. Then you got to work on the whole blood sugar thing. I'd be doing the ketogenic diet. I'd be living ketogenically if I were you, with intermittent fasting. Coach Cosmo can help you with that. I know he's familiar with the ketogenic diet. So working with your blood sugar is also going to be very important. Any high glycemic or foods that activate insulin and are hard for the body's blood sugar system to handle should be eliminated. That means processed foods, breads, you know, pasta, rice, sweets, of course, are verboten for you. And then I would be doing a lot of good solid fat, coconut oil kind of fat, avocado, eggs, good fats in addition to the essential fatty acids. There's lots you can do. Most important thing is you've got to calm your body down. Estrogen is an activating hormone, and it hypes things up. It hypes up cells. It makes cells divide rapidly. You got to calm things down. And you may have at this point cortisol issues that are keeping you from going to sleep, raising your blood pressure, suppressing your thyroid. So it's kind of a whole syndrome, but it all starts with the estrogen, all the things I just told you about estrogen, and then secondarily the blood sugar. All right, I hope that helps, Alex.
Yes, indeed.
Say hi to Coach Cosmo. Say hi to Coach Cosmo for me.
I definitely, he's on the line too. He'll be
okay,
also.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. Thanks, Alice.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right. Let's go to Alaska and say good morning to Elaine. What's up, Elaine?
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's up?
Nice. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you.
For?
About 6 months ago, I called you and just kind of picked your brain about getting my emotion code certification to become a practitioner.
Okay.
The emotion code practice with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and you were like, gung-ho, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Love Bradley Nelson.
Yeah, my goal was to get it before I turned 50.
Okay.
And my
You're not 50. Are you 50?
My birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I didn't realize
you're
getting up there. I didn't realize that. You look like a kid.
I know. So, hey, so do you. So,
I'm definitely not a kid. I can tell you that for a fact.
What is happening? So,
I know.
So I got my certification as an emotion code practitioner, and it's very complementary with physical therapy. It's something I can do.
Nice.
It's a technique you can do in person and then also over the phone because of its nature being energy work. So that's been really nice.
Tell people how they get a hold of you if anybody wants to get a hold of you. Why don't you give out your contact info?
Yeah, if they just go to my website, Barefoot, and that's like the animal, B-E-A-R, barefootwellness.com.
Okay.
Barefootwellness.com, and yeah, they can click on the link to the emotion code and then just...
What about the body code? Do you know anything about the body code? That's his other...
That's the next level of certification, and
got
I'm
it.
Not there yet because it took a lot of work just to get the emotion code certification.
I bet.
So, yeah, so maybe in 2022, and I can't wait for your book.
Hey, don't hold your breath or anything like that. But
okay.
I'm writing it now. Thank you. It's good to talk to you, Elaine. Congratulations, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry. Look who it is, Coach Cosmo. We're just talking about you. Are you like in the same room with your wife right now? That's
yeah,
funny.
I wanted to get, I mean, I'm in the other room just to make sure there's no feedback.
Okay.
So real quick, bro, you said something yesterday, great interview with Tom Chanel, by the way, but you said something that blew my mind. What are they doing to NAC, N-acetylcysteine? Why are they trying to ban this?
I don't know. You tell me, buddy. There's all kinds of nefariousness going on. I don't know if it's going to be banned because there's a lot of interests, a lot of nutritional interests. Nutritional companies make a lot of money selling NAC because it's just such an amazing supplement. So they're making a stink about it. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with it. You can still get NAC. You just can't get it on Amazon. And a few of the more mainstream sites have taken it off. But you can still find it. It's just got the price went way up on it. But it is a super valuable supplement. Yeah, you didn't know about that? You just heard about that?
No, I just,
yeah.
That was breaking news. So
I know. It's a terrible situation. Coach Cosmo, have a beautiful day. Good to talk to you, man. Ryan Alexander is coming up next.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundry. USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed. You need toxicology reports, microscopic investigation. There's a lot of information that has to be put together to finalize the autopsy report. But it indicates to me that there's clear evidence of not only the fact that it is a homicide, they know the cause of death.
Gabby Petito, a native of Blue Point, Long Island, was reported missing on 11 September after going on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. Mr. Laundry is a person of interest and is on the run. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has offered state resources in the search for Laundry. On the president's schedule today, President Biden convenes a virtual COVID summit on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. That will take place from the Oval Office starting about 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page. At brightsideben.com, you'll find a search box and 11 years of archived information, archived daily information, lots of great health stuff. We also have the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also head to brightsidepharmacistben.com, which is my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com for videos and interviews and news stories and blog posts as well. Thank you, Jonty, for setting that up. And the longevity products are up on all our websites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, you want a home-based business, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. I've been part of the longevity family now for going on 23 years. It's not only an ideal business opportunity, it's a great lifestyle. It's a great way to learn yourself about nutrition and a great way to meet like-minded folks. If that sounds intriguing to you, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including eczema and acne, and prevention of post-surgical and post-traumatic scarring. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Healing is beauty, no surprise there. And that's what True Skin Health products are all about, healing the skin. Using just 100% active and functional ingredients, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just the good stuff. Just the stuff your skin needs, 100% active and functional. And that's why we have over 2,000 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. You can purchase our True Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to have our guest on. Ryan Alexander is a pretty impressive young fella. I've known him for going on 10 years now, I believe. And in the last few years, he's become a prolific author as well. He's written books, multiple books, Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods, I Did It for the Money, The NutriSmart Rebuttal, my personal favorite, Fake Diseases, which I want to talk to Ryan about, and his latest book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. Please welcome to the bright side, my friend, and prolific author, and painter for that matter, Ryan Alexander. What's up, Ryan?
Thank you so much for having me, Ben, and for that delightful introduction.
Ryan, you're getting really impressive, man. How many books do you have out now?
7.
That is amazing. All in the last year or a couple years?
No, this year I did 3 and then the cookbook, so 4.
So you're just in a creative period in your life where you're just cranking out books.
Well, honestly, Ben, you heard the title of the last one, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. Our world is kind of gone down the drain, if I could say that, in the last couple of years, and I really feel that I should do everything in our power and that everybody should use whatever talent, skill, voice you have, you know, to bring this stuff up, because I don't think it's going to go away unless we do something about it.
Well said, well said. So everything the government does is bad for us. You're not one of those conspiracy theory guys, are you?
Well, I am.
All right.
I don't know why people shy away from that so much. I mean,
what does that even mean?
To question things.
What does that even mean, conspiracy theory? What a theorist?
Well, now it means that if you disagree with anything that the government says,
right,
you're a conspiracy
theorist,
which is quite extreme.
But, like, literally, what does it mean?
I think it just means that you question things. And truthfully, if you look into the way the world is, it's hard not to find conspiracies.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to ignore evidence to not be a conspiracy.
It's not a theory. It's a real thing. Conspiracy just means people doing things together. That's not a theory. It's just silliness is what I'm trying to get at. Just kind of a pejorative insult that people throw around without even thinking. And so anytime somebody says that, they basically say, I'm a numbskull. Anytime somebody uses that word in anything less than an ironic way to poke fun at it, if they use it seriously, they're either nefarious themselves or they're just a numbskull. So, everything the government does is bad for us. This is a book that's not just about health. Your other books are about health. But this one covers things like education and infrastructure, and it does have some stuff about food as well. But it's not only about food and energy and such. So tell us a little bit about this whole concept. Why is everything the government does bad for us? Why would it be everything?
Well, you have to pick the hard line, I think, at one point, just for title's sake and for an essay's sake. Over the years, a lot of people have, every time I've spoken about anarchy, which is the absence of government, and I've lived in a sort of anarchist village where there is no police, no government, and all that stuff, and people have to look out for each other and defend themselves and all this stuff. And every time I bring it up, somebody somewhere messages me, says, come on, you can't live without government, you know, and
right.
Your government can't be all bad. So that was really what prompted the book. It says, yes, it is bad in every single category. At least every category that I can come up with. And in the instances where they are, you know, not categorically evil, it still doesn't outweigh the negatives that they do commit.
So is it the nature of government to be evil? Is it in the nature? Is it
well,
like that? Is it like water is wet,
American
government is evil?
The American Constitution is written to protect people from government. And I think that's an important concept. It basically means that if we do not keep our government absolutely accountable, they will slide very directly into tyranny. That is what we are seeing now. I'm from Canada, if the listeners don't know. My country just went pretty much full-blown communism overnight, unelected. And if we, the people, do not do anything about it, this is what it will be. We will have our Charter of Rights and Freedoms revoked, essentially, which has been our freedom to travel and association, our freedom to medical privacy. All of these things have been blanketly attacked and erased in a very short period of time. So everything the government does is bad for us Inherently, yes. Unless the government stays absolutely small and accountable, then it slides into tyranny.
But the people in Canada, they just voted for to maintain the government, didn't they? I mean, they actually want this to happen.
I think the Canadian population does want this to happen, very sadly. But the three main political parties are all the exact same. In Canada, we basically have left, a little bit more left, and then hard left. That's all there is. You know, Trudeau just won, and believe it or not, Trudeau is the center of that.
He's in the center?
Yeah, he's not the most liberal party that there is. If they voted for one, the conservative so-called party is actually a liberal party. They've copy and pasted the liberal platform of, you know, needle passports and medical tyranny, basically. So there was no one to choose from. It wouldn't have mattered who they voted for. And it sounds really crappy to say that, like, oh, our vote doesn't matter. Well, when all three parties are for the exact same type of tyranny,
right?
There is no choice.
So how come the people don't, I mean, why do people accept all this stuff? And it's not just Canada, it's here too. Why are people not up in arms?
Well, I think they believe the government. I think they believe this massive fear campaign that's been going on for the last 18 months. And it's, obviously we can go back further and claim that they've been propagating fear longer than that. But the tables were all completely set for this to happen, for them to implement, with conjunction of the media, the national and private media, a gigantic fear campaign, and people have fallen for it. You know, anybody who's, Canada's really bad, man. You're walking around, there's people driving in their cars by themselves with masks on, double masks on, face shield on. It, like, they are living in
fear. Face shields are a thing in Canada? I've seen a couple totally. Here. I've seen too many. Face shields with a double mask. So anyway, I don't want that. I mean, that's too stupid to even get into. So I want to know about some of these things. When you say everything the government does is bad for us, I want some examples. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. And also I want to talk about fake diseases, Ryan, if that's okay. I love that title. Ryan Alexander is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Ryan on The Bright Side right after this.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Ryan Alexander, prolific author and longevity distributor. How long have you been in longevity, Ryan?
6 years now.
6 years. And anything going on with Canada with the shows or anything, any movement on that, or is it just a done deal?
I think it's pretty much all live events are banned indefinitely right now in Canada.
Wow. So how are you growing your business? Are you building your business?
Well, yeah, we do it online. We have the Wallace Warriors Instagram account, YouTube.
Gotcha.
We're growing very steadily.
Tell people how they can see your stuff. Wallace Warriors, that's an Instagram, right?
Actually, I made a website that makes it a lot easier because on audio, it sounds like I got like 5 minutes worth of stuff to say. So I actually made a website, noticebooks.org. Notice is spelled N-O-T-U-S, not us books.org. And you can find all of the links, everything that we do, art, health stuff, everything is on that website.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk about this book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us. And it's you cover a lot more than health and diet and food. You got police and art and R&D and services. What do you think the most important, what would you say the number one most important chapters, aside from food and health?
Well, I was going to say right now it probably is food and health, but maybe business perhaps. I mean, the world that we live in, especially America and Canada, it's called the free world. That's what we call it. Largely that means free to do business. You know, not free to do harmful businesses or whatever, but free to do business. And that's been the biggest thing that's been interfered with by the government in the last couple of years. Ben, I don't know if you've ever been to Windsor, Ontario. It's a small little city up right across the river from Detroit. So it's a sister city to Detroit, basically. And it's heavily dependent on the cross-border traffic. I lived there for a year. I helped open a store with somebody. We sell longevity products and other stuff, a health store. And tears were brought to my eyes when I visited Windsor after it had been closed for a year because it had basically turned into 7 Mile Detroit. You know, if anyone's been, forget about 8 Mile, that's the Hollywood. Go down 7, 6 Mile and even further, it starts to get really, really kind of scary.
Okay.
So Windsor is like all the way through now. And it was a thriving little town. You know, people from Windsor might kind of make fun of it, but I loved Windsor. You know, I thought it was booming. There's a great attitude there. There's a great little economy there. And we did good business there, and Windsor was good to me. My mom just went to come pick me up there a couple of months ago as I fly into Detroit now because you can't fly into Canada without doing a government quarantine camp thing at your own expense. So I fly into Detroit and cross the border manually. My mom came to pick me up. She couldn't believe it. She says, what are all these homeless people here for? This is scary. We didn't want to leave our car parked out front. This is, to me, has absolutely nothing to do with the economy, got nothing to do with the people of Windsor. It has everything to do with government interference. And on the news and on the Google, they say that Windsor is one of the hardest hit cities, and I believe it. I also checked out Niagara Falls, Ontario, same situation across from Buffalo, very heavily dependent on cross-border traffic, complete ghost town. Scary, homeless people, dark, you know, no hope left.
Is it stupid or is it intentional? Is it just ignorance or is it intentional? You think it's intentional?
It's completely intentional. Ben, there is no way that our government can be so unforgivably ignorant as to shut down the economy in the name of health. You know, there's nobody sensible ever claimed that any of this was good for health. Even Fauci, right? Fauci's hit the
I don't like saying his name. Let's not talk about his name.
Yeah, I don't. Well, yeah. Before that, he was saying, you know, masks don't work, social distancing is irrelevant, you know, that's not the type of stuff that you do for a flu, basically, and, you know, all of that went completely out the window. And so, yes, I do believe it's deliberate, and that's a conspiracy theory, sure, but it seems like Mr. Trudeau and Biden and whoever else is leading Australia and the UK right now, it seems that they have absolutely no interest in protecting the health of people, and all of the interest in converting a free and open economy to communism, basically. And that word communism, by the way, it sounds dramatic. I never would have used that word growing up because it's like a Cold War kind of word. But it basically means that the state is going to support all businesses. You know,
free, it means you put everything into the state, you give everything to the state, and then they decide how to appropriate everything.
Absolutely. And they have control over the economy. They have control over the businesses. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a lot of businesses right now with the whole needle passport and everything where people are going and asking them, you know, are you worried about losing your business because of this? And they say, no, the government pays me.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of underground information right now. No, the government pays us to stay open regardless of who comes in or not. Well, this is communism. And
is that
really
in Canada? Is that in Canada or is that here?
In Canada. Anywhere there's a vaccine passport. Basically, so I would assume it would be the same in New York, California, wherever, is that the governments are being subsidized. The businesses are being subsidized by the government. So regardless of...
Well, the government doesn't have anything to subsidize with. The government doesn't have anything. It's the people who are subsidizing it.
Well, it's true. And this is part of why I think we should take the power away from the government largely through money. You know, you bring up this business on this radio show I heard you say, join the business. Well, this is one of the things that we do, you know, to take power away from the government is give power to ourselves through financial independence and health independence. Those two things, if you can take control of your finances and your health, the government really no longer has control over you, at least not as much as it does currently. The people right now who are dependent on the government, it's because, you know, they work for somebody else and it's because they're not in control of their health. I don't know if you've read Dr. Wallach's book, Prepared. I thought that was a great book. I thought it was going to be about prepping, and his whole point was, if you got diabetes, you're not going to survive. You have to take control of your health in a survival situation, so you're not dependent on the state.
Yeah, if you're not healthy, that's really where you become dependent, because you can't take care of yourself once you're not healthy. So taking care of your health is probably job number one. So what do you do? Because people, you know, you're saying, I agree with everything you're saying, but it seems like the government can't do anything unless people cooperate. If people just said no...
Absolutely.
But people are cooperating. They are. They've been so dumbed down and so domesticated that you sound crazy and I sound crazy.
This is true. Well, I'm in Texas right now, and probably about 3 months ago, it looked like people just had enough. They just said, you know what, we've had enough. It's been over a year of this. We've had enough. And so, you know, I'm going to the thrift store, and there's 28 old ladies and old men in there, and they did not mask. They just don't care. And that's what it is. You have to turn it off. And I thought we were past this, Ben. I thought most people who thought for themselves had already turned off the TV and everything like that, but apparently not. You know, they were able to bring in this new fear campaign and everybody bought it, but it's only in the places that actually listen to the news. Canada is one of those big places, Canada, New York, California,
right?
And to listen to the news.
Yeah.
In Texas, it's not happening.
You likely wouldn't know.
Colorado is not happening.
You wouldn't know anything was going on if you weren't watching the news, right? That's the only way people...
I would have no idea.
Right? That's the way the vast majority of people think this thing is real, is because they're hearing it repeatedly over and over again on the news. Otherwise, for most people, you know, personal experience, there's nothing going on. For most people. There's some people are... But they wouldn't even know. They'd think it was just a flu or something.
Yeah, they wouldn't even notice that because the flu is a normal thing that happens
right
here.
Right. So you had a severe flu. That's craziness. Now, listen, we're almost out of time, but I wanted the Fake Diseases book. I love that. That's my favorite one of your books. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by fake diseases.
Well, I mean that most of what doctors, start from the beginning, something is called a disease so a licensed medical practitioner can treat it. They're the only ones that are legally able to treat it. That is why it's called a disease. That's why obesity is being called a disease. That's why addiction is being called a disease, because insurance pays for diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extremely important point. Insurance pays doctors to treat diseases.
Diagnosis.
Disease.
Diagnosis is what you really mean when you say diseases. They pay for diagnosis. That's why they name these things. They give them names. You got a rash, they call it, they give it some kind of Latin term, annular granulosum or something. If you have pain all over your body, they call it fibromyalgia. But they name it, they give it a diagnosis so that they can now treat it and it can become officially coded into the computer and insurance will pay for it, et cetera, correct?
Of course. And so when we're talking about what we actually need doctors for, it's not diseases. It's not. It's not birth defects. It's not blood sugar problems. It's not digestive problems, cancer, autoimmune, AIDS, you know, any of these things. Doctors, medical professionals, they have a handful of successes with infectious diseases, and that's fine, but there hasn't been any progress on that since the 80s. There hasn't been a new class of antibiotic drugs discovered since the 80s. Syphilis was eradicated in 1948 with penicillin. Like, this is their success story, and then it kind of stops there.
Right.
It's good to go to a doctor or a hospital if you have a bleeding emergency. They can take a bullet out of you. You can put your bones back together and all that stuff, but everything that the normal people go to the emergency room for, it's just useless. You know, doctors are terrible with obesity. They're terrible with blood sugar problems. They're going to want some, quote,
and that's most of our health care. Most of our health challenges are these kinds of lifestyle issues. Ryan, got to have you back on because we're out of time, and I know you got tons more to say. Ryan Alexander, the book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us, Fake Diseases, all kinds of great books. Just Google Ryan Alexander. By the way, that's A-L-E-C-K. It's S-Z-A-N-D-E-R, Alexander. What's your website again, Ryan?
NotusBooks.org, N-O-T-U-S-Books.org.
I'll talk to you soon, Ryan. Let's do an Instagram sometime, too, by the way, Instagram
Appreciate
Live.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Take care, Ryan. Have a beautiful day. All right, that was Ryan Alexander's book, Everything the Government Does is Bad for Us, website Notus, N-O-T-U-S.org. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.